Hey everybody, welcome to American Idol Unaired. I'm your host, Bennett Shear, and today we have a singer on who you did see on American Idol, but she was part of a montage, so we want to get to know her a little bit better. Please welcome Carmen Olivia.
Hey.
How's it going?
Good, how are you?
I'm great, super excited to meet you. I was just listening to your music. You're super talented. I also was looking at your TikTok and you had a video of the interview that they did with you when you got your golden ticket. You made up a word and it was really funny. Do you remember what it was?
I think it was like splendiferous, but I
Splendiferous.
swear that's actually a real word. I looked it up. I fact checked myself after.
Yeah. Whether or not it's a word that I'm going to use. It sparks so much enthusiasm. It's a
I
great
never
word.
say it either. They were just like, how are you feeling? And I was like, splendiferous. It just came out and I was like, why did I say that? I've never said that word ever.
So tell me about you, because before you got on American Idol, you obviously have been passionate about music for a long time. So what sparked that interest? How old were you? What got you into music?
I was 7 when I started taking lessons, but I started singing when I was probably 4. I always just kind of sang naturally. I don't know, like my parents kind of realized that I would like sing all the TV show theme songs and stuff, and like I was singing on pitch, so they were like, maybe we should put her in lessons. And like there's a music class like place right down the street from my house, so I used to go there when I was really little and do some like recitals and stuff, and then I kind of just got really into it.
What are your favorite TV show themes?
Jesse was a big one. I used to sing the Jesse one all the time, and same with Austin and Allie.
You know what I noticed about the Jesse theme song? You know
What?
the older song, Jesse's Girl?
Yeah.
I'm like, there's something kind of similar about the fact that they're in the same key. It's Jesse's
Oh.
Girl, Jesse. I don't know if that crossed
I
their
never
minds
noticed
when they
that. That's
were.
actually really interesting.
I don't know. Anyway, so what made you want to go on American Idol? Was it this season? Had you always wanted to go on the show?
Well, growing up, my mom was a huge fan of the show, and my neighbor used to like watch it all the time together. And she was always saying like, oh, when you get older, I would love for you to go on the show type of thing. You know, she was always kind of dropping hints that she would love to see me do that. And I've auditioned for America's Got Talent and The Voice and like, you know, local shows and stuff, but I've never gotten accepted to anything. So I was kind of like, darn it, they just don't want me. Maybe I'm just not for competitions. But a casting agent like reached out to me after she saw me on TikTok. So I was like, I guess if they're reaching out directly, maybe I actually like have a shot. So I tried it and it came out well. Obviously it went well. It was really cool to meet Katy Perry because I've always been a very big fan of her since I was little, but I didn't go in there with my glasses on. I can't see very far in front of me. So I was like, it's going to be less nerve-wracking if I meet the judges like without being able to like see what they look like. So I feel like I met them, but I also didn't really meet them because I didn't really see them.
That's funny. It's a good thing you didn't like fall or anything.
Yeah.
Let's see where you're going. What'd you sing?
I sang Oscar-winning Tears by Ray.
You've had a lot of performance experience. I mean, I've seen you do the national anthem. You've clearly been in front of big crowds. So this is a different setting. How do
Yeah.
you feel in a more kind of closed space in front of three people?
I always feel more awkward the less people there are, because I feel like you feed off the energy of like the crowd, and like you could tell when a crowd kind of likes you and like is good energy. So when it was just 3 people, it was a little more nerve-wracking and it just felt more awkward because there was no mic. I'm also used to singing, you know, holding a mic. You kind of do your own movements when you're holding that, but there's no mic. You just stand there. So I was like, what do I do with my hands? How do I make this like interesting? And yeah, it was definitely like a little odd for me.
Do you feel like it was a good change of experience to get to do something different? I mean, other shows like AGT or The Voice that have you singing in front of an audience, maybe for some artists, that's kind of more what they're used to. Did you like the idea of getting to do something different?
Yeah, I like the idea of just the show in general. Out of all of them, I was hoping that I would get on Idol because I feel like that one, I've become fans of more people that came off Idol, like if that's wording it properly. Like
Yeah.
out of all the shows, I feel like I've heard the most names become big out of Idol. So I
Yeah.
was really excited just in general. I think it's like a really cool concept.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. Talk about the feedback that they gave you after your performance.
Yeah, so Lionel Richie stood up and I was like, oop, don't do that. Like, that's too much. And he was basically saying that he really liked my energy. And like, I kind of went in there and just like belted it out super crazy. And I was like, cool. Cause that's always my vibe. I love belting and just having a lot of energy. And then Katy Perry was like, I don't really know if you're the winner, but like, I think you kind of just need to go to Hollywood and see what happens kind of thing. And she was saying, she called me scrappy, whatever scrappy means. But she was like, oh, you just need to like get in there and do your thing. And then Luke Bryan was like, I'm a no, because you're too young. And I don't think you have like what it takes to like get far.
Gotcha. And you got that golden ticket.
I did. It's like framed behind me somewhere. I didn't get to keep it. They took it from me that night. And like, I don't know why, a couple people, they took their tickets and were like, oh, you'll get them back in Hollywood. But then I didn't get it back in Hollywood. So I had to email them a bunch of times until they mailed it to me. But once it was like in my room, it was kind of crazy. But my friends didn't know because you couldn't tell anybody what happened, obviously, like the result. So when my friends would come over, I'd have to like take it off my shelf, and like sometimes I'd forget, and then they'd be in my room and I'm like, okay, they didn't notice it yet. And I'd just be like, oh, can you like get out for a second? I have to like move.
That's funny. Tell me about Hollywood Week.
It was exciting, but people definitely like were making friends. You could tell who was like outgoing and social there. You know, people made a lot of friends, and I had some friends and that I would talk to and stuff. But I was like, oh my gosh, I'm scared to talk to everyone. And everybody was like making these friend groups, and I was like, guys, I'm too scared to butt into a friend group. But it was overall like cool. But I've never had to sit in a chair and do nothing for so long. So that was really an adjustment for me, because obviously, you know, I'm always on my phone because I'm like a teenager, but they were like, oh, your phones have to be under your chair. You know, you have to just watch the other performances. And I don't know if other like musicians feel like this, but when I'm watching somebody perform, I'm just like, it makes me just like want to get on the stage because I'm like, oh my gosh, when is this person going to be over? And then I can have my turn. Like, I just, when I'm watching somebody else, I'm like, I'm dying to like be the one performing right now. So it was like not torture, but it was like really, I don't know. It felt like many, many days went by, but it was only like two. And I don't know. Some people would go and I would be like, okay, there's no chance I'm gonna get through after that person. So sometimes your confidence would just get knocked like so hard out of nowhere. But I also went like fifth to last on the second day. So it was like, they didn't tell you this year they were doing Idol Arena. You know, they would just call them. They were like, oh, they'd say somebody's town and then their name. And you kind of try to guess was like the kind of, not a game, but like it was how we were trying to figure out when we were gonna go. Is like there would be a cameraman, and there was like the two staircases, so there was like three walls, and the cameraman would come and kind of sit on the wall and like point the camera at like the section where somebody was gonna get called up. So anytime the cameraman would come remotely close to me, I'd be like, oh my gosh, I'm gonna go, and then it was never me. But yeah, it was kind of like tiring, but also I feel like I kind of learned a lot because I watched a lot of other like people perform, and like some people have really good stage presence, and like you could just hear like technical things in people's voices that were just cool to note.
So what'd you sing for the Idol Arena?
I sang Falling by Harry Styles, but I sang it in like a higher key because obviously that's a really low song.
How'd it go?
It went well, but not as well as I was like hoping. I remember I was in the hotel room the night before and I was like practicing. I had like my MacBook out and I was like filming myself because I was like, I'm gonna do all these moves and I'm gonna have great stage presence. And then I got up there and I was like, I should probably focus on how I sound. And you know, like it wasn't like I didn't do anything, but I didn't like bring as much like energy to that as I wanted to. And I was supposed to do this high note, but I chickened out and I just did like the normal note because I was doing it in like a different key than the original, but it was also like the high note in that song. I changed it to like go like different than it usually does, like a different melody. Cause I wanted to have like a really big, like impressive moment in there. But I was like, we were in this like really dry airport hangar. My throat was like so dry. And I was like, I feel like if I go for this note, it's not gonna sound good. And then I'm gonna be like chopped. So I just went for the normal one. And I was kind of disappointed that I did that, but is what it is.
I guess it was kind of a random venue to put you in an airport hangar.
It was cool. I really liked it actually, because there was reverb. I am such a sucker for reverb, and the mic had reverb, and it was like a metal building or whatever material. So it was so echoey, and it sounds so cool.
Yeah, well, I want to hear your feedback and then the result of the Idol Arena
Right.
from the judges.
They basically had Luke Bryan say it, because I remember in my interviews they were having me say it a bunch of times, like, oh, in Hollywood, I'm gonna prove Luke wrong, that I should be here, and that was kind of like my storyline they were setting up. So they had him do my feedback, and he said, oh, this is an 80% improvement from your audition with your confidence, and like you sound better. And I was just like, thank you. But I found that a little odd personally, because I was the last city to audition. So like there was probably 3 weeks before I went to Hollywood, you know, like it wasn't that long of a time. And I didn't practice that song nearly as much as I did for Nashville. So I was kind of confused by that. And I was like, I don't know if he's being genuine with that feedback or if he kind of just didn't know what to say to me. Because I was like, 3 weeks, I don't know how much of a difference I could have made. And I didn't have as much like energy, I felt like, in that performance. I felt like it was definitely like not as impressive as my first one.
Gotcha. Was it a yes or a no once you got the results for Idol Arena?
It was really strange. I got eliminated, but basically what happened was they didn't tell you yes or no after you went. They were like, oh, everybody's gonna go. And then there was like 10 minutes where we were standing outside, and then they were like, this group is gonna be in this line, in this line. And I'm a minor, so it was getting like close to the curfew where they can't film you anymore because of like laws. So they took a bunch of the minors, like, I don't know why they didn't take all of us, but it was a, like a pretty, the majority of us, they took us, and they brought us into the arena, and they were like, okay, sit in the bleachers. And then we sat, and then they called up two names to go onto the stage, and then they were like, okay, the rest of you guys are going home who aren't called. And then they were just like, get off the stage, go back to the hotel and like pack your things. It was very like quick. So that was super strange for me. But one thing that like was really sweet was like Lionel Richie, we were walking, and I know a lot of like the minors were upset and like some of them were crying and stuff. And he was like, he stopped us like when they were trying to like get us to go, and he was like, guys, don't give up. You're so young. And like you guys have so much potential. And I was like, that's really sweet of him.
What do you feel like you learned from it?
Well, a big takeaway that actually happened from this was I had to switch voice coaches because I was with the same voice coach for 6 years. And basically, when I went to Idol, I came home and I told my parents, like, it was really cool. And like, I think I had a shot. But these kids that were like even my own age had like so much better, like, developed voices. And I, like, even just hearing them, they sound like they've had like so much better training than me. I didn't know how to explain it, but I was like, I feel like maybe I'm like not being trained well enough. So then they were like, oh, okay. Let's try to find you a new voice coach. And so we started looking around and stuff, and I had to go to like, I tried out like three different voice coaches in like the span of 2 weeks, and I was trying to find one that was like a right fit. And I finally did, but I had to relearn how to sing over the last like 2 months because I was singing completely wrong. I kept getting like losing my voice, and they kept saying like I was close to like having like pre-nodules and like losing my voice. And it's been happening for like the past 2 years. So I was like, oh, it's probably just because I belt so loud. But now I know that I was just belting wrong. But yeah, that was like a really big takeaway from like the whole experience, was that like I had to relearn like a completely new technique that wouldn't make me lose my voice and stuff. And as far as like when you're younger, like your voice hasn't fully developed until like all it could be. So I went into it and I kind of expected that I was gonna go home like in one of the earlier rounds. So I was like, this is cool, and I'm just gonna like listen to everyone and like see what I could take out of it.
What else have you been doing musically? Do you have any projects you're working on? Things that you want to talk about as far as what's been going on since Idol?
Since Idol, I've been trying to just do like interviews and stuff like this, get like my name out there. I've just been like working on songs, honestly, but they're so expensive, you know, getting everything produced. So I have a very minimum wage job, and I'm trying to make more music, but you gotta work with what you got. But I've been writing a lot of music, and I just had a song come out a couple weeks ago called Love as a Kid that I made with my friend from school. And yeah, I'm just working on getting more projects out. I'm also in the process of making like a professional like Vivo video of Oscar winning Tears, since they didn't show the full audition. I love that song so much. So I was like, guys, I really think we should get a band together and like professionally film a nice little video so people could see. Because I worked for probably 5 or 6 months on that song every single day. So I was like, I kind of want everybody to see the full performance. But yeah, hopefully just more singles and more projects and as much like social media stuff as I could get out. I've been trying to, and I got a band together. We're gonna go around Connecticut and New York and play my originals for everyone.
I have a really strong sense from talking to you that you just have a really good vision of what you
Yeah.
want, and like it's all about timing, right? So I'm having like a psychic moment. I'm seeing you and
No, you
you
know,
know.
some people tell me that. It's so funny because I'm
Really?
just like, I hope, yeah, I've interviewed with a lot of people, and like even the guy who interviewed me, we had to do like 40-minute interviews on Idol, where like there was somebody sitting behind a camera and you had to like look at them but not the camera and like talk about your life. And he was like, you have such depth and like you're really artsy. And I was like, oh. And like, I don't know. A lot of people have told me that they like see that, and I'm just hoping it's right. Because, you know, you can't be like, oh, I see that in myself. You know, you don't like wake up in the morning and go, oh, I'm so artsy.
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, what was your reaction when he said artsy? Because I always that's I think of Pinterest
I love Pinterest. No hate to
when I
Pinterest.
think of artsy. No.
I took my outfit inspo for
Yeah,
the last
let's be clear. No
couple
hate on Pinterest if you're
of
watching Pinterest. Not that you're,
Sponsor
but
me. But yeah, I don't know. I was just like, oh, thanks. Because I was talking about, he was like, oh, do you write your own music? And I was like, I love writing my own music. And he was like, what do you write about? And I was like, sad stuff, emo songs, you know, like sad topics mostly, except for Loverboy. It was like my little black sheep or whatever people say.
Yeah.
But he was like, "Oh, why?" And I was like, "Cause I'm really into like Billie Eilish and Phineas, and like I really think songs are so respectable and they're like have crazy metaphors and like deep meaning." And he was like, "Wow, that's so artsy."
The guy said that. That's funny. People have to stream your music. So tell them where they need to go. Tell them where to follow you and everything that they need to be watching out for.
For sure. So, my handle on all social media is at Carmen Olivia Music, and you can find all of my original songs and like music videos and stuff on any platform under Carmen Olivia.
Awesome. And we want to play one of your songs right now. I want you to choose. Just tell me what to play and I'll play it.
Okay, my favorite song of mine is "Watching Me Die." That song I feel really strongly about. I wrote it about like eating disorders in young girls. Not saying that like it doesn't happen to young guys, but specifically I've seen it a lot in young girls that like I know or that I've seen like on social media, and like I wrote that song from like a very like sad place, I guess, of like people not really seeing warning signs and that kind of thing. And it's like something I feel very strongly about. So I feel like that's the one I want to share.
We're going to play that right now. Guys, thank you so much for tuning in. You can follow Instagram at Idol and Nerd Podcast. You can follow me at TV Music Guy. Carmen, thanks so much again for being a part of American Idol on Air.
Thank you for having me.
I wasn't doing well.